Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
What are the top 3 to 5 lessons you guys learned while you were in Davos last week? And how do you think it will have an impact on the economy this year?
Yeah, for sure. Davos, Switzerland. Shout out to our CLF family. Forbes, Dre. Well, it was a lot of AI talk. Definitely heavy AI. That was like the number one conversation
everywhere
throughout the course of the week, not surprisingly. And a few takeaways, you know, said it on a few panels. And one kid, he just dropped out of Harvard, and he started a company for companionship, AI companionship. And he was saying that, you know, everybody's not privy to the same friend privilege. I forgot how he worded it, but everybody doesn't have friends, pretty much. So his company that he started is AI companionship company, where you'll have friends, artificial intelligence friends, and you can talk to them and you can share moments with them and just everything that you would do with an actual human friend. So I just thought that was different as far as you know, moving into this world of actually humans interacting with AI, and not just a workforce situation, but also from an emotional standpoint situation is interesting. Somebody else was talking about everybody at some point is going to have an artificial intelligence assistant, AI assistant, mm-hmm. which we've heard that before. So that was interesting. So, you know, I just feel that AI obviously is taking over, has taken over. It's only going to get bigger and bigger. And everybody was talking about different forms of AI, from environmental AI to companionship AI to business AI. But AI was the leading takeaway for sure. And we also got a privilege to hear a few presidents from Africa, the president of Ghana and the president of
Rwanda
speak. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting to hear the perspective from the African side. They were talking about the entertainment industry and the creator industry in Africa, because Global Citizens is coming to Ghana this year. So they were talking about that from that perspective. But once again, you know, everybody's talking about investing in Africa. Africa is the last frontier. So yeah, it was those are a few takeaways.
Yeah, I think it was prevalent. We everywhere you walked around, there was an activation. AI was at the front of it. But it was interesting to hear the leading scientists in the space, and you had a lot of people from MIT. I mean, we sat through, I think, 20 panels and were just extremely interested in what was happening when you talk about AI, artificial intelligence, and AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, which means you really don't need human prompting. It really starts to, it kind of goes into what you were saying with the company. Soul was the name of the company, where you have companionship and it doesn't really need human interaction. It kind of starts to adapt for itself. And the debate over that and whether it's going to be positive, and you had some of the leading scientists saying, like, positive or not, it's going to be here. And you had some people saying we should be kind of fearful of it. And so to hear some of the brightest minds in this space kind of have that debate live in front of us was incredible. But also looking at the innovation, all right, we went to the Saudi house and we kind of put it up in our stories and on Instagram. With Nome, the city that's going to be in Saudi. And to look at the innovation and to look at the technology and to look at how fast it's happening, because sometimes you look at something and you think, all right, that's going to be like 50 years from now, they'll probably get this done. And when I looked at Tapshadi, I was like, yeah, this has expected to be done in 2030. I'm like, that's 6 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, think about the conversations that we're having in our community, and think about, and if you get a chance, go look up Nomus. It actually has an Instagram page. They're building 7 to 9 different civilizations in Saudi. And so the level of technology that is going to take, the level of opportunity and, you know, just awareness of how you can maximize land and resources is incredible. So that was incredible. And then I said this to Shadi personally, but in private, I'm saying in public, the power of integrity, because we had plenty of conversations. And, you know, I watched him all the time, but I watched him in the realest of settings. And I'm gonna be honest, because he knocks me sometimes, like, yo, you're just like a nice guy and like you're like politically correct, and like he's sometimes gonna anti that, but sometimes it's needed. One day we'll tell a story on the actual conversation, but I watched him stand his ground on his beliefs, and his integrity was at the highest form. And in that setting, it only can be respected.
Yeah.
And I told him, after we finished the conversation, I gave him a fist bump. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm proud of you. That was tough. So having integrity in all rooms, no matter the financial amount of the people that you're having the conversations with, or the political power that those people have, is important. And so I wanted to tell you publicly how proud of you I was, because I did tell you privately, but that was dope. Having integrity.
Bro, shouting in Switzerland.
I'm not, yo, bro. I look, because I wasn't sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure. And then I was like, oh, he's going for it. Ah, yes. He spoke for us. And I want to be careful, because when I say he spoke for us, yes, he spoke for us, right? Earn Your Leisure. When I'm saying he spoke for us, I'm talking about our entire community. Just know
that he was speaking for us in these conversations. And so I was proud of him in that moment. So I just want to tell you that again.
Appreciate it.
So you got into the Illuminati and stood up to the rest of the You're a bad boy. You're a bad good boy.
That's different.
Sam Altman, let me tell you something. Hold on now.
You know what? I just want to add one last thing. And somebody actually made me think. I didn't think of this, but you know, we did see Robert Smith, and we did see some people in the world of tech and CEOs, and they were saying to us, like, you're here. Everybody that's in Davos during that time period is there for a reason. But think how respected and how far you've come, and how much of an impact that you're having, that you can walk up to these CEOs and they recognize you for what you've done. That's powerful. And so when, you know, you can sit in a forum and listen to Sam Altman, who's changed the world, right? Like, his technology has changed the world, him and OpenAI and all the engineers, they've changed the world. To see some of these political leaders that are respected and some that, you know, may not be as respected, but to be in the same room and have these conversations, it's like, look, I know sometimes people get lost in the conversation of, oh my gosh, what are they doing there? Well, we're there representing you. I don't want that to go. We're there representing you. Yeah. We're listening to the conversations, and we're trying to tell y'all and try to give you the feedback of, here's what's headed. Let's figure out how we can play a role in this. And so I don't want that to get lost on people. So, like, yes, we represent you. And we do this because, number one, we want to find out the information, and we want to know what the world leaders in the world of in politics and finance and tech, what they're saying, what their ambitions are, what their vision is, so we can figure out how we as a community can be part of it.
For sure.
You literally have to be in a room with market makers in order to know what the market is going to do. So I definitely want to commend you. And Rashad, whoever you went off on.
It's just, you know, I think.
Look, course correction.
Somebody said, you know, integrity is what you do when people aren't looking. And, you know, it's not even for, like, it's just, you just got to be who you are and stand on who you are. And, like, you know, it's some things, it's just, you know, no matter what, who you're talking to, right is right and wrong is wrong. And you got to, you know, what you believe in, you can't compromise your beliefs. And I think people ultimately respect that, you know, because if you're willing to just compromise to anybody that you're speaking to, then, you know, people will notice that, and they'll kind of say, okay, this guy's kind of wishy-washy. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, a lot of people might not fully understand, you know, the importance of Davos. And it's where the most powerful people in the world come every year, and they talk about a variety of different things. And, you know, I feel like representation is the only option. Like, you know, not being there, like, not being, it's like conversation still going to take place whether we're there or not. So why would you not want us there? I mean, at the very least, we'll be able to have some level of insight on what's going on, and, you know, talk to people and hear what's happening. And that's only going to benefit everybody. What they're investing in. Yeah, for sure. And it's like, you know, people like, you know, well, this is where Illuminati meets. Well, there's always going to be negative forces. If that's the case, it's like, you know, you go to public school, right? And it's like people smoking weed in the bathroom. Now you have a decision to make whether you're going to partake in that or not. But that's where you come in with integrity and just be who you are. So you could be who you are in front of any level of influence that determines, you know, who you are as a person. So I think a lot of times we don't, I think it comes back to just not having a strong belief in ourselves. And we think, we always just think that we're not, deep down it's an inferiority complex. And it's like, oh no, we shouldn't be there because that's what, well, it's like, all right, well, why not? That's exactly where you should be. If hypothetically speaking, this is where all of the world's powerful people come and they make decisions and they, duh, that's exactly where you should be. But I think what I noticed on internet is that it's a trend. Even we're talking about Africa, when people was like, you know, the Africans, they don't like African Americans, stuff like that, or black people from America. People that have never been to a place make commentary, and they're influencing people, and they've never been to a place. So you have somebody that's never been somewhere that's adding commentary, and then somebody that's listening to somebody that's never been somewhere. And then now there, so it's like 3 degrees of separation, but no degree of actual information. So it's like, it's very hard to actually have a real informed decision or a real informed opinion if you've never actually been. how can you speak intelligently about something if you have no firsthand information on it? It's difficult. So I just think that we just have to be a little bit more educated and a little bit more savvy. And it's like, yeah, I mean, we're a financial company. So why would we not be where the financial heavyweights are at? That's like saying like CNBC is not going to be there. Wall Street Journal is going to be there. We're not like endorsing an event. We're not, you know, but we're going to be there and run into some powerful people and ran into Robert Smith two times in a row. What's the odds of that happening? Right. You know, this is something that only happens in that type of environment where you can literally just have an impromptu meeting with the wealthiest black person in American history. That's because you have to put yourself in environments where those type of people are and those type of conversations are having place. So, you know, I just think that it's important. And, you know, I think that we do a very good job of diversifying our environments. We went from Ghana to Davos to HBCU to NBA All-Star, because everywhere is important. Everywhere, you gotta be everywhere. You gotta talk to every single person. And that's how business is done at the highest level. And the last thing I'll say about this is just the relationships. It's like going back to InvestFest again. And another thing, went to the Forbes party and saw Will I Am give a concert, saw Gig, shout out to Gigs, and saw Cool and Dre. So this idea that entertainment is only, you know, oh, this, you just misrepresenting business with uneducated people and do events and you have entertainers and rappers. Well, we're at Davos and they have rappers entertaining people. So entertainment and the leisure part is actually where a lot of business gets done. That's actually a major part of it as far as the psychology of it. A lot of this stuff happens at nighttime when it's over, when people are drinking at the bar. So, you know, once again, it's just a misinformed viewpoint that's not actually doesn't really have any relevance because, you know, at the highest level of business, this is actually what's happening.